Democratic Congressman Jim Turner of Texas has been investigating the Department of Homeland Security for more than a year. He believes the country can do a better job of protecting itself, so Turner's proposing some fixes. The plan he will announce later today urges a number of reforms, among them doubling the number of America's Special Forces troops to 100,000 and creating a new, more powerful intelligence chief. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Is the Department of Homeland Security broken? Is that why you're introducing your plan?
Our plan that we are introducing today is actually even much broader than dealing with the issues that relate to the Department of Homeland Security. What I have concluded after a year of work on this subject is that what we need in this nation is a comprehensive, long-term strategy to win this war on terror. And that basically involves three elements. We've got to be more aggressive about going after and attacking the terrorist. We've got to protect the homeland to a better degree than we are today. And finally, and most importantly, we've got to have policies that prevent the rise of future terrorists. And that's where I think we need to place a great deal of emphasis.
Democrats have proposed developing a unified terrorist watch list and cutting off money to terrorists, but the Bush administration's doing those things. Why would your plan be an improvement?
Well, we have a whole host of recommendations in this strategy to win the war on terror. Totals over 100. Many of them do relate to being more aggressive and targeted about transforming the military, increasing the special forces, creating a director of intelligence. In the area of protecting the homeland, we believe we need to do a better job of securing our borders. We need to secure the unprotected nuclear material that's around the world. We need to do a better job of screening the cargo that goes on our passenger planes and many other items. But in the area of preventing the rise of future terrorists, we have proposed what we call a Marshall Plan for the Middle East to create a middle class in the region so that democracy can have hope of surviving and flourishing in that region. We actually call this Marshall Plan a Renaissance Partnership, and we call upon our allies and the Arab states to make investments with us to create the kind of economic growth and prosperity in that region that we believe is necessary. No democracy can be stable and survive without a strong middle class. And it's that lack of economic progress and development that I believe is most important for us to invest in.
What are you talking about, developing businesses?
Providing assistance for developing business, creating opportunities. We believe there should be a common market in the Middle East, and that the participants who share in the funding of this program should be willing to make the kind of commitments on trade and exchange that we see the rest of the world having already made. We also think we need to make an investment in education in the Middle East. It's pretty clear to us that these religious schools are probably producing more potential terrorists than we're killing and capturing every day.
What would the Marshall Plan for the Muslim world cost?
We estimate that the investment from the United States should be in the range of $100 billion, with that matched by contributions from our allies and from the wealthier Arab states. It's got to be a joint effort. It cannot be a giveaway program. But we think this kind of effort must be made in order to have hope of bringing democracy and stability to that region of the world.
Would it be across the Arab world? Are you talking Algeria, Syria, Iran? Is everyone included? Libya?
I think that there should be no one excluded, but I think there obviously has to be some priorities set. Obviously, we now are in a position of making that kind of investment, attempting to make that kind of investment in Iraq. Irrespective of your view on whether we should have been engaged in Iraq, now that we know there's no weapons of mass destruction there, the reality is we must succeed in Iraq. We must provide stability there. Our entire effort against the terrorist is at risk if we fail to create stability there.
Congressman, thank you very much. Jim Turner is the senior Democrat on the House committee that oversees the Department of Homeland Security.